WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Mom Mindset. This is your girl Laura Bennett, here to help you navigate the beautiful chaos that is motherhood. Today's topic hits close to home for all of us, finding that elusive balance between work and motherhood. Ever feel like you're juggling flaming torches while riding a unicycle on a tightrope? Yeah, that's kind of how it feels sometimes. But guess what? You're not alone in this crazy ride. Finding this balance isn't about achieving some mythical state of perfect harmony where you're crushing it at work and effortlessly gliding through motherhood like a Pinterest-worthy superhero. It's about recognizing that there will be days when one area shines brighter than the other, and that's okay. So, let's dive into 5 key takeaways to help you navigate this beautiful mess we call life. First up, redefine success. We've been conditioned to believe that success is a straight line upward climb the corporate ladder, check off all the boxes on your to-do list, and achieve perfection in every aspect of your life. But let me tell you something, honey. That's exhausting. What if success wasn't about hitting every mark perfectly, but rather about showing up authentically each day? What if it meant finding joy in the small moments, a shared laugh with your kiddo, conquering that work deadline, or simply enjoying a cup of coffee in peace, yes, even for 5 minutes? Next, learn to say no. You are not obligated to be everything to everyone. It's okay to politely decline extra commitments at work or social events if they are draining your energy and time. Remember, saying no to something you don't truly want allows you to say yes to the things that matter most, like spending quality time with your family or pursuing your own passions. Third, prioritize self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, although those are great. It's about consciously investing in activities that replenish your soul. Whether it's reading a good book, taking a walk in nature, or catching up with friends, make time for things that bring you joy and help you recharge. A well-rested and happy mom is a better mom. Fourth, communicate openly and honestly. Talk to your partner, family, and friends about your needs and expectations. Share your struggles and celebrate your successes together. Remember, you're not alone on this journey, and having a strong support system can make all the difference. Finally, practice gratitude. When life feels overwhelming, take a moment to appreciate the good things, even the small ones. A warm hug from your child, a delicious meal shared with loved ones, or simply waking up to another day are all reasons to be grateful. Cultivating a mindset of gratitude can shift your perspective and help you navigate challenges with more grace and resilience. Now, let me tell you about a time when I really struggled with this whole work-life balance thing. My daughter was just starting preschool, and I was juggling a demanding job with all the usual mom duties, school drop-offs, grocery shopping, soccer practice, you name it. One morning, I woke up feeling like a zombie, sleep-deprived, stressed out, and utterly overwhelmed. As I sat down for breakfast, my daughter asked me, "Mommy, are you happy?" That question hit me like a ton of bricks. In that moment, I realized I was so focused on getting everything done that I'd forgotten to actually enjoy being present with her. That day, I decided to make a conscious effort to shift my priorities. I started by saying no to some extra projects at work and carving out more time for family activities. I also made sure to take breaks throughout the day to recharge. Even just 5 minutes of quiet meditation could do wonders. It wasn't always easy, but by focusing on what truly mattered, I found a better balance that worked for me and my family. Remember, finding balance isn't about perfection, it's about progress. Be kind to yourself, celebrate your wins, learn from your stumbles, and keep striving towards a life that feels fulfilling and joyful. Now go out there and rock this mom thing. And don't forget to share your thoughts with us on social media. We love hearing from you.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.